Among the council's many tasks will be to gauge the effectiveness of the state's dispensaries, or alternative treatment centers. Michael Holt, the rules coordinator for the Department of Health and Human Services, says that includes keeping track of inventory.
They need to be able to say how much they have, where it goes, to whom it goes, and keep records of surplus and disposal of that surplus.
The law allows for up to 4 dispensaries. The council is also charged with recommending any changes to the law. The creation of the 15-member council was required as part of the medical marijuana legislation signed into law earlier this year. One of the most significant deadlines for the council is July of next year. That's when rules must be in place for patient identification and registry cards. Dispensaries are not expected to be up and running until 2015 at the earliest. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.